call the answer line, where you're the head honcho, the big cheese, top dog, big man, mighty boss. And you can tell us exactly where to go.
Hello, this is Jonathan Marks for PCJ Online. Just about to push the button on another program from the media network Vintage Radio Archives.
We present The Hitchhiker's Guide to DXing by John Nathan, and introducing Peter Jones as the narrator.
Dent and Ford Prefect, who, because of the intergalactic transport recession, has decided to change his name to Renault Prefect, are two characters from a famous radio series, and at this moment are orbiting the planet of Betelgeuse near the end of the universe. Their existence, or non-existence, is of absolutely no concern to our heroes, Oliver Pass and Drosophilus, who are firmly placed on planet Earth. Military coups, troop advancements, top-level management, and escape all have one thing in common. Usually, the people involved have no idea where they are going. This theory was more than appropriate in the case of our two travelers who found their way into Radio Polizania, that radio station somewhere in Europe where most shortwave programs originate. Not surprisingly, having got into the station and having made a few startling discoveries, they now want to get out, so they can dash home and write up their adventures and perhaps sell the movie rights. Their plan is being spoiled by two things. First, the travellers have somehow slipped into the future, leaving you and I as pieces of antique furniture. And the second problem... No, I'm not good enough for this book. Let's give the narrator's job to Ian Disdains.
Upon arrival at the station, they've been exceedingly well treated, but the only matter spoiling the fun is that they've been told that they can't leave. Dick Ehrbacher, the head of the station, has been showing the visitors around, and so far they've been closely watched. Their chance for escape comes as Mr. Ehrbacher is called outside the newsroom for a few moments to talk with the head of news services. Seizing this opportunity, Oliver and Drosophilus dash out of the alternative exit up flights of stairs they remember descending earlier, with Oliver assuring his companion he knows the way.
I don't remember this bit.
We're on the fifth floor at the moment. I've been counting the stairs as we climbed.
Then why are the office doors marked with numbers that begin with 8? Usually they number rooms starting with the number of the floor.
Okay, wise guy. In which case, I'm going to opt out of the navigation department.
Escape, he says. I wonder how long this little liberation struggle is going to last. What will they do when they do find us? That must be Dick and the rest of the mob right now.
All right, all right. Look, we'll just have to pick one of these offices at random. Now, just walk in confidently, and if it's a disaster, walk out again. If it's empty, fine. If it's not, well, how are they to know we're not management or anybody important?
At last. We've delayed the recording time 20 minutes because you can't make appointments. Here's the script. We'll give you 5 minutes.
Commercial radio has been the subject of both praise and criticism since time began. Commercial time, that is, with some people arguing that advertisements destroyed the flow of the programmes, and others saying that it was more often a case of the lousy programme spoiling the flow of the commercials. Wherever there's a large listening population, the advertiser pops up. And as national network radio was disbanded in the late 80s and radio moved towards either the very local or international spheres, many network advertisers switched their marketing onto the shortwave bands. Polizanian enterprises opened advertising agencies in most major industrial centres and offered airtime on every station and to which every social system the client was interested in. In addition, smaller offices in various parts of the world wrote off almost genuine letters inquiring about the products they'd heard over the radio. This pleased the advertisers, who placed further ads with Polizanian Enterprises and were quite happy to pay the extra 20% made because of rising production costs in these inflationary days. All the commercial spots come from APD. That's the Advertising Production Department on the 8th floor of Radio Polizania, where production standards are high and time is extremely short.
Did the agency tell you what we would be recording today?
No, they didn't, as a matter of fact. They got our appointment time wrong, so I see.
I must have a word with Ralph. Now, I trust you've done these sort of commercials before. We look for a big dynamic OP, mentioning the sponsor's logo and stinger, and then we always go for an archipelago or smash-style ending. Standard stuff. Probably teach it in school these days.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. I can follow the big dynamic OP. It's the smash-style ending I'm not used to.
Beginners, are we? Right, you'd better listen to Jim, who's recording right now, another DXTEL mind-grabber. I'll cut to the studio next door, and they should be just about ready to do the final take.
Hi. As you get up in the morning and turn on the tap, are you reminded of shortwave listening? Well, now's your chance to own a unique record from DXTEL. Wake up in the morning to this.
Yeah, wow, what a conference here. What a meeting around the table, and why don't we do it every time?
Or this.
This is Brussels calling.
Or how about this?
So we'll go ahead with that material for you in 5 seconds.
Yes, 67 great names in shortwave broadcasting captured forever on one piece of polyvinyl chloride. But that's not all. Also included are the interval signals of rare stations. Plus the ones you logged and forgot about ages ago.
This is the Falkland Islands Broadcasting Station, broadcasting on frequencies of 536 and 2370 kilohertz.
And that's only side one. On the flip side, Dr. McCoy of the historical series Star Trek explains the cure for the shortwave listener who writes too many reception reports.
Gee, I don't know. I guess hope is the best word. I've been able to visit some, and I try to correspond with everyone who writes that type of letter.
Plus a message from your friend and mine.
Evening. You look like you could use a drink.
Yeah, I'd like a grasshopper, please.
Hey, can we have a grasshopper for the frog?
That's Kermit. Kermit the frog.
Oh, Ralph the dog here. Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you. Say, you didn't know I was a DXer, did you?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Anyway, what's so great about DX programs, anyway?
You can't live with them. You can't live without them. There's something irresistible-ish about them. We grin and bear it because the nights are long. I hope that something better comes along.
All that and more on DXTEL's latest Shortwave Hits album. This 110-inch LP is yours for only €20 at leading audio outlets now. Also on video cassette for those of you who really like self-torture.
There we are, see? Another one in the bubbles. Brilliant marketing people, DXTEL. Flog you a very cheap, high-quality record, but they get their investment back again when you realize you need a special record player to hear the thing. Clever stuff. Right, now you go first. Into the studio and put the cans on.
Cans?
Headphones.
Oh, what if they find us in here?
Well, we've got no choice. Just play along. Play along.
Okay, Bubbles. We'll try a take in 35 seconds. Cue opening ID Stinger.
I don't see a tape machine in here. How on earth are you going to record him?
Oh, we only use tape for lo-fi stuff now. The people who can't afford a proper production. I advocated they change this place over to digital bubble memory ages ago, but it was only in January this year that they finally replaced the old tape machines. When it was finished, we spent a morning just admiring the technical statistics. All sound is recorded by magnetic bubbles. No moving parts, nothing to wear out. Absolutely foolproof. Unless, of course, your fool is carrying a little bar magnet in his pocket. Ha ha. That's happened before now. No, I'll have to shut up for a moment. Let's get this thing done. I want supper. Can you hear me in there?
Very faintly.
Now it's this one.
Ouch! That nearly blew me away.
Harmless fun, harmless fun. Now, say a few words for Level.
A few words for Level?
Oh, boy. I hope I get home in time for breakfast. Now, in 5 seconds, I'm going to start the intro, and I just want you to read the text in front of you. Stand by!
This is the dawning of a new age, an era in which radio will play a new role in your life. Throw out your video recorders with a double fast-forward controls and digital counters. Throw out your stereo television sets with a flat screen of true life colour. This is the age of the wireless. Only you can select the part of the globe to explore. Only you can experience the head scanner that matches your thought waves to the audio spectrum. Blow your mind. The best 3D-induced imagination on the market. Ben Bungalow Productions presents Radio Mind, the modern way to experience the media in the privacy of your own brain. You choose from 4 space-age colours. Orangutan orange, geranium... What is this text?
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Just when it was going so well. I don't think we'll have to take it from the top. Look, I'll give you a green after privacy of your own brain.
Give me a what?
I'll give you a green light, a recording light. Just start from You Choose. Stand by.
You choose from 4 space-age colours. Orangutan orange, germanium green, magnetic magenta, and frostbite blue. For further details, punch up your international terminal control and ask for Freeview 619.
Not bad, not bad.
Who writes this sort of rubbish?
I do. Who cares if it's pulp? The pay's good and the ad agency controls the reaction. We're not making this to be listened to, for goodness sakes. Now, if you give me the details of the bank account, we'll wire you the fee on Monday.
Can't you just pay cash now?
Is this some kind of a joke? You're not antique dealers in your spare time, are you? I must say, there was a certain thrill to hold a $500 bill in your hand in the old days, but since the paper stuff was withdrawn, I don't hear too many complaints. Actually, I hear Simon in engineering can forge extra credit onto your credit card with that new bubble processor they've got up there. Only rumour, though. Still, if you won't take cash, perhaps you're interested in going to a concert.
Serious music?
Well, I've been doing recording gigs for Sticky Tissues for a couple of years now, and I always get complimentary tickets to their concerts. Here, you can have a couple if you like.
No, thank you. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, well, suit yourself. Best punk country group there is. Actually, I helped them with their number 4 smash hit. Great lyrics. I'm going to whip your cow, show me how, show me how. Remember that?
No. I think we'll pop back early next week with the bank details, if you don't mind. Right now, my friend and I have got another appointment.
Fine. It's your money.
Cheers, then.
Bye. Oh, funny lot. Still, it's back to work. Let's try this food insert.
I wonder who polishes these floors. I think there must be an international conspiracy by office cleaners to wax floors so that all top people break their necks getting to work, or if they don't get you in the corridor, the polished executive chair takes care of you when you reach the office.
And the architects make sure you crack up as well by making every corridor on every floor just like all the other corridors on every other floor. Haven't seen a staircase for ages.
They must use the lifts.
What, elevators?
Well, we passed a couple back there, and I'm sure if your architect theory is correct, we'll see another set soon.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Didn't ask me. You're the one who knows the way.
Oh, boy, so much for cooperation.
Well, now you ask. There's probably one round this corner. There you are. What did I tell you?
Right, in here before we get spotted.
Which button do I press?
Bottom one, of course.
Attention, please. Attention. Is this thing switched? Hello? Yes. Would you please note that an inspection party from IFP, that's the Swiss International Frequency Police, is coming this afternoon and will arrive shortly in about 15 minutes. Now, please make sure that all documents pertaining to our unlisted output are out of the line of sight, and, of course, that you're all wearing your nice-to-meet-you plastic smiles. And do give our guests priority two treatment. And please be on the lookout for two young men who appear to be roaming around the building without my permission or guidance. If you're listening right now, perhaps you'd better make your way back to the main entrance and report to personnel. Delay can be nasty later. Thank you.
So they missed us, then?
But they don't know where we are.
Self-orientation is, of course, very important in any civilized society. Though there's a marked difference between where most people would like to be on the slippery razor blade of life and where they really are. There are theories that maintain that since we probably came from the ground and no doubt will end up there, it's wise to walk around with your ear to it, although this is known to cause bad posture. Likewise, there are theories that suggest a head-in-the-clouds approach removes one from responsibility. In practice, however, whilst there are people on the bottom rung looking up at the top, there are probably an equal number of top looking down with envy at the bottom. But in order to find out where you are and compare what you think you ought to be doing with what other people think you ought to be doing, you need information from around you, and what better way than via the radio? International shortwave radio, that is. However, being able to influence somebody in a foreign country to your way of thinking via powerful transmitters and antenna farms is not always desirable to a third party. This is termed as interference in the affairs of another country's social system. And to counteract these foreign voices, various other forms of interference were used in the early days of radio. As soon as Country X started its broadcast, Country Y would start up its transmitter on the same frequency with the intention of making reception of Country X very difficult indeed. Country X then put two transmitters on the air, and Country Y followed suit. This effect, known as jamming, lasted until bankruptcy hit the majority of stations and they'd sold their broadcasting rights to Politania. Fortunately, though, the jamming had created an opposite effect on the listening public, as Oliver and Drosophilus are to learn in about 3 minutes' time.
Hey, this door leads outside.
Where do we run to, though?
Just outside and away. Come on. This way. Towards this shed.
Slow down. I can't keep up.
Then you'll get left behind. I thought you were in a fit state. Now, slow down and just walk into the shed and pretend we're at the inspection party. Come on. Calm and collected now.
Calm and collected? After we've just done the marathon across the lawn.
Shh.
Oh, good afternoon. IFP?
No, I'll just have to sit down if you don't mind.
Indeed we are. I'm sorry about my friend.
What's wrong with him?
Asthma, I think.
Oh, I'll get a chair for him. But did Mr. Urbacher send you out here? I didn't think we were part of the survey.
Well, we've got to be thorough, you know. We Swiss have a reputation to keep up.
Don't sound very Swiss to me.
All right, my mother was Swiss, father was American, played the French horn, I went to school in Denmark, and let's see, they fed us Brussels sprouts, Dutch cheese and English lamb. No wonder the accents got mixed up.
It still doesn't explain why you came out to the shed.
Well, my colleague here's from the Frequency Investigation Board, and we're worried about the jamming problem spilling over into the mobile and utility parts of the shortwave spectrum.
No, it doesn't. We check the bandwidth every day. Can't be larger than the program bandwidth anyway.
You're having us on. You sweep through any shortwave band and you'll find thundering great buzzes, whines and machine guns blasting the hell out of the undesirable programs.
Then you haven't read the IFP regulations. Now look, an investigation of this kind could be rather damaging to our entire organization. Worse still, I could lose my job. Look, leave your friend and follow me. In here. This way, please.
Ugh, it's pretty damp in here. Ugh.
Yeah, well, that's the steam. You've heard of steam radio? Now, here it is in action. Yes, well, it's the boilers for the generator plant, actually. I think there must be a slight leak, but we can live with it. We're not used to visiting royalty. Still, I suppose it's okay for you. Nice little office somewhere in Geneva. Big table full of charts and predictions. Yeah, but this is the real world, you know, full of satellite failures, distortion and front-end overload.
Yes, but surely it'd be an even bigger mess if there weren't all those meetings and discussions.
Oh, I don't know. Mind you, I still don't understand why you came out to this little building. Was it really your business, or are you trying to brush up on your own knowledge? I suppose with all that planning and meetings and business lunches and more meetings, you don't get time to listen, actually, to the radio.
No, we really are interested in what goes on. I mean, it depends where you are in the bureaucracy.
Wouldn't mind a post in Geneva myself. I'd sure like to give the management there something to think about. Change from Polizania, too. There was some talk about exchange agreements with the IFP people. I don't think anything came of it. Too much paperwork with the official secrets law and all that. Can't think why we'd have to sign it, because everybody who works at the IFP must know what goes on here.
Not everyone. By the time we get the schedules, you see, you'd swear they were genuine.
So you are here to pick up a few things. I'll tell you what. I'll give you a few hints, if you keep mum, providing when my application comes through, you put in a good word. Might even be in the same department as you in the end.
Sounds fair enough. I think I know a secretary and personnel.
All right. Look, of course, management in the big main building across the lawn don't tell us much. But when you've worked here 26 years, you pick up a little bit. Oh, yes, it's all right for the big guys to sit in their smug offices playing with their computer terminals and trying to land spaceships on the sun or whatever their executive toys do these days. So where was I?
Been here 26 years?
Yeah, of course. Well, during this time, me and David, he's my mate when he's not repairing people's video recorders and radio sets in the workshop. On the quiet, that is. Him and I have come to the conclusion that we're a pretty indispensable part of this operation. You see, all those program people record their stuff in the studios under the main building. And then all this stuff is piped out to us. We bung all this verbal diarrhea on the shortwave spectrum with the aid of about 74 transmitters in this building. Simple, really. Here's someone with a voice with a power of 500,000 watts shouting to you through an overcrowded radio dial that life in his country is a darn sight better than where you are. He'd be better off with a megaphone of 500 kilowatts on the top of a mountain.
Oh, come on, that's pretty pessimistic coming from someone who wants to see Geneva.
Oh, you get like this sometimes. It's the jamming that gets me. It's totally ruined the purpose.
Oh, yes, I agree there. I don't understand it, though. Why on earth do the countries concerned try to suppress the foreign broadcasts?
It's not them, it's us. There's something they won't tell you lot at the IFP. Look, put yourself in the position of a struggling international broadcaster. You're scraping together 30 minutes a day. Some bloke comes in about 10:30, reads through the papers, makes up a press review. Another guy strails in with a few records the promotional agency has sent him. Then the news department comes up with a few odds and ends, which you have to perk up with some clever writing. And you fill the rest with a look at a few fictitious letters that you would have liked to have seen, but never will, because nobody's really listening. So what do you do?
Ask for more money to improve the service. Hire new people.
Oh, come on.
Reduce airtime, then.
No, it's obvious. Jamming.
Jamming? Oh, come on, won't that make the whole programme inaudible?
Not all of it. Now, put yourself in the listener's position. He's sitting at home, headphones on, foolishly looking for an evening's entertainment on the shortwave bands. He tunes up the 31-metre band, flashes by all the stations which say they're coming from Sweden, Norway, Holland, or one of those other Scandinavian countries, past London, Paris, Kampala. It's all the same. Hardly surprising, since the broadcasts are really coming from this building. And he hits his signal that's got the charge of the light brigade underneath it.
What is it? Whoop!
The whole works. What does he think? Aha! Here's a transmission that someone doesn't want me to listen to. So it must be important stuff for someone to spend so much money trying to jam it. The fool.
But it's been shown that huge investments have been made in jamming networks.
Not anymore. In the 70s and 80s, maybe, but since Polizania started up, those clever computer whiz kids have been using it to reduce their programme budgets.
You mean that all that buzzing and chainsaw interference is put in here?
Indeed. It's done from David's workshop in here.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, it's okay. David, you can carry on with that video recorder. This gentleman just wants to see the noise bureau.
Oh, that's okay. I thought you were going to report me or something.
Stay where you are. We're just going to look at the noise generator.
The tape's over there, under the video disc.
Yeah, I've got it. Now, you recognise this?
Jamming. Yes, Commonwealth Garden variety.
Correct. Now, let's speed up the tape. See? A Commonwealth Garden raspberry. Recorded one lunchtime after a few beers. Makes the ideal sound at half the speed. David also uses his wildlife recordings of a chainsaw in the woods, or a woodpecker, just to add a bit of variety. Now, over here in the corner, this is the programming that we have to jam.
Now to a letter from Ralph Walters, who writes from the USA to say he's having difficulty with reception.
Oh, another DX program. They're the main target for jamming these days. Listen to this trash.
I understand the complaints from the neighbours. Here at our monitoring service, we use beverage antennas developed by the Australian inventor R.F. Burns, and these consist of long pieces of wire on poles above the ground, pointing in the direction of the transmitter you wish to receive. Of course, the longer it is, the better, and in fact, the best reception is often obtained when the beverage antenna is actually touching the aerials of the transmitting station, though you may have a problem with over...
Oh, enough of that. He's just a pain in the thyristers. So what we do is mix his voice coming from the Radio Polizania building with all these raspberries and machine gun sound effects. On the air, most of what he says is unintelligible, thank goodness. But the listeners are glued to their sets, wondering why some foreign power thinks it's important to jam the broadcast.
How come no one's exposed this ages ago?
There's no one smart enough. Like any big organisation, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. So it stands to reason that me and David are the only ones who know what's going on. He's too busy fixing people's home appliances, and I don't fancy joining the unemployed.
If only the listeners knew.
Oh, it's nice that they don't, really. Now, about that job in Geneva. Look, I'll be sending in my application about the end of next week. Perhaps you can fish it out from all the other applications you get from here.
Yes, sir, no problem. Just leave it to me. Look, I think we'd better dash. Let's go back into the other room and pick up my friend, if that's OK. He should be well recovered, I think.
Ah, hello. I thought I was going to be marooned here forever.
Yes, well, I think we've seen everything. We don't need to disturb you further, sir. Thanks for your time, and rest assured I'll make sure the report is in good order. Right, are you ready?
I've been ready for half an hour.
Well, I suggest you go out the back way. Take the door at the back of this room. It leads into a long corridor, and at the end, turn right, and you'll be in front of the main entrance where you must have come in. Okay?
Okay. Attention, please. The IFP party is now in the canteen. God help them, and you can resume normal working. Oh, and those young intruders are still at large.
Hey, you two, come back here.
I don't think I can take much more of this. Where to now?
Stop a minute. It's no good going the way he told us. They'll find us too easily. Look, there's a steel door in the corridor further down. Perhaps that's another exit.
Now that our heroes have discovered that they have somehow slipped into the future, will they ever be able to slip back? For that matter, will they be able to slip out of the Polizanian building? And was hiding inside a shortwave transmitter really the most sensible place to remain unnoticed? Find out in the next electrifying episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to DXing.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to DXing was produced in stereo at the studios of Radio Netherlands, the Dutch International Service. Lighting was by Bill Cameron, makeup by Serge Forward, and in the interests of program economy, none of the actors were paid for their services. But we did get a huge, accurate, 11-page Radio Netherlands receiver shopping list. Doesn't that make us exclusive?
And
that's where we end this nostalgic trip back into the Media Network audio archives from 1981 to October 2000. If you find all this stuff interesting, you might want to explore the Critical Distance website, where you can find more vintage audio shows, but also peruse recent video interviews I've made in the course of my travels around the world. Some of the videos actually follow up on points raised in the Media Network programme. So zip over to www.jonathanmarks.com for more details. In the meantime, this is Jonathan Marks saying back soon. Bye for now.